All hands, back to the ship. Now, move it, move it.
Jack, what's the matter?
I'll tell you on the way, Pullings. Let's boogie. Come on, come on. All right, strap in, boyo. This is gonna get dicey. Babington?
Aye, Captain.
Get those engines hot. I want max output, and I want it yesterday. Takeoff is in 0 seconds, you got me?
You can throttle up now, Captain. I saw you coming.
Good man.
What's this about? What are we after?
Not what. Who? Rechath. That she-devil from the Kegelith Nebula.
Rechath? We just saw her in spaceport. In fact, she bumped right into you.
Of course she did. And it was no accident. That sneaky witch stole my iPod.
Stole your iPod?
Lock down environmental and grab onto something.
This is insane. You're risking the ship of the line for an iPod?
It's not the iPod, you dung-munching rat bag. It's what's on the iPod.
What? What is it?
My only download of Does My Geek Look Big in This?
Does my... All right, you're making less sense now than...
Bank those shields, Pullings. She's taking us through the asteroid belt. I knew she'd head here first. Watch it.
She's right at the edge of the scope. Man, look at her go.
She's tearing up space like a temporal shatter beam. No doubt she knew I'd be after her. Fire up weapons. Not that wimp pulser, the hard beam laser lance, number 7.
You did actually want the iPod, yes?
I'm not gonna shoot at her, it's for the friend she's leading us to.
A trap?
Of course, that's how she operates.
Jack, is this big geek thing that important?
Does my geek look big in this? Get it right, yes, it's that important.
Why?
Here. Taste this.
What?
Taste it.
I'm on duty.
Pullings, take this beer can out of my hand. I can't pilot this ship and argue with you at the same time, okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's it taste like?
Tastes like cold beer.
Sure, tastes like cold beer. Tastes basically like the same goblin pee you've been drinking all your life. Killick?
Aye, Captain.
Any contacts in the wake?
No, sir.
Well, stay sharp. There's gonna be.
Aye, sir.
We got an overheat in number 14.
Leave it online.
Jack!
Leave it on. We'll need all the juice we can get. I've still got her on scope. Is she weapons locked?
Yeah, still tight. What's all this about beer?
Try this.
Now a bottle. Terrific.
Just try it.
It's warm.
Pullings!
Okay, okay.
Well?
Say, that's, pretty good.
Brilliant.
That's pretty good.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like really good beer.
Tastes good. Pathetic.
Well, what else am I supposed to say?
That's what makes Does My Geek Look Big in This important, so swabs like you can actually try something new and then be able to describe it afterwards.
Captain.
Go ahead, Killick.
Company in the wake. One contact, but she's big. Probably a Bulloch Raider.
Wait till she goes weapons hot and then drop a wide pattern of scatterpack nukes.
Hey, those are brand new.
Exactly. They don't know we have them. You got that, Killick?
Aye, sir.
What the? Holy crap.
Report.
It's Rechath. She's doubling back. Hailing us.
Open it. Let's hear what she's got to say.
Nothing so far.
Jack, she's headed straight for us. All hands brace for tight maneuvers. Grab your butt, Pullings. I'm going 32 degrees subport now.
Oh, pox. I just ate. That stinking wench.
Cut the comm channel and keep your eyes on that scope. If you lose her, you'll twist in the wind for weeks.
Aye, Captain.
Killick, how's our company in the wake?
Turn to gas, Captain. They flew right into the nukes.
Good man. Put a double track on that skag that just shot past us.
Aye, sir.
Pullings, you know what RPG stands for?
Sure. Retrophase Gravitometer. I switched that on when we took off.
It also stands for role-playing game. You know what those are about? Of course you don't. There's another reason to get back that podcast. Sarah and Nev go into all aspects of role-playing games. If you listened to their show, you'd have something to play in the galleys besides Go Fish.
But I like Go Fish.
Never mind. We've run into her little reception party. How many do you pick up?
4.
Veronese strike pods, weapons armed. Damn. Fire at will. Go ahead, Babington.
Would it save you a lot of trouble if I just hit the self-destruct button right now?
Don't wise off, mister. Just report.
We're about 1 minute away from having an engine room full of scrap.
All right, stand by. You said number 14 was overloaded?
Yeah, still red hot. Almost at Schnote level.
Babington, stand by to jettison number 14 and go total shutdown. Wait for my mark. Police, give me coordinates for the midpoint of those pods. You got it. Babington, when I say now, release thruster 14, and then it's all stop. You read me?
Aye, Captain. Loud and clear.
Almost on them. 20,000. 15,000. 10.
Now.
Hot damn, they just shot themselves to pieces.
It's an old trick that Nev and Sarah taught me. Those automated Veronese pods are deadly, but stupid. They tracked the hot thruster and fired at it when it got between them.
So freaking parlative.
A lucky break. And now we've got a good chance to catch that thief.
What, from a dead stop? With engines nearly burned out and no idea where she is?
Oh, I've got a pretty good idea. See, she's got to think we are dead. She won't be running now. She'll take my iPod back to the spaceport and try to sell it to the highest bidder. We can still outsmart that slimy crook and get back my MP3.
I'm gonna take your word for it, Jack. I guess learning about beer and RPGs from that podcast is worth all this mayhem.
Not only beer and RPGs, but movie reviews, game plot ideas, all kinds of thoughts and info that geeks need to know. Babington.
Aye, Captain.
Good work there. What's the engine status?
We've got a slight cooldown, and I stabilized the toroids. But if we try any more hooligan rumpus, we'll be a bright flash in a memory.
Understood. We'll hold here for now. Make what repairs you can.
Aye, sir.
So, how do you play Go RPG?
It's not Go RPG. It's role-playing games.
Okay. So, how many wheels do I need before I can roll?
Where's that beer?
What?
Does my geek look big in this?
No need to battle in space for it. Just download and listen.